Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 3rd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4 and verse 18, and we'll read through the end of chapter 5. Some of you have become arrogant, as if I were not coming to you. But I will come to you very soon, if the Lord is willing, and then I will find out not only how these arrogant people are talking, but what power they have. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. What do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a rod of discipline, or shall I come in love and with a gentle spirit? It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that even pagans do not tolerate. A man is sleeping with his father's wife, and you are proud. Shouldn't you rather have gone into mourning and have put out of your fellowship the man who has been doing this? For my part, even though I am not physically present, I am with you in spirit. As one who is present with you in this way, I have already passed judgment in the name of our Lord Jesus on the one who has been doing this. So when you are assembled, and I am with you in spirit, and the power of our Lord Jesus is present, hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast, so that you may be a new unleavened batch, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival not with the old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the people of this world who are immoral, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. In that case, you would have to leave this world. But now I am writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who claims to be a brother or a sister, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or slanderer, a drunkard or swindler. Do not even eat with such people. What business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside. Expel the wicked person from among you. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are going to be reading Psalm 48, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth, like the heights of Zaphon, is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God, God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. And now let's turn over to the book of Ecclesiastes. Today we are in chapter 4, and the title in my Bible says, Oppression, Toil, Friendlessness. Again I looked and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they have no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they have no comforter. And I declared that the dead, who had already died, are happier than the living, who are still alive. But better than both is the one who has never been born, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless. A miserable business. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Better a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to heed a warning. The youth may have come from prison to the kingship, or he may have been born in poverty within his kingdom. I saw that all who lived and walked under the sun followed the youth, the king's successor. There was no end to all the people who were before them, but those who came later were not pleased with the successor. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today in the book of Ecclesiastes, we see a couple of proverbs put forward before us. And I'm reading from the Jeremiah Study Bible here. And it says, one proverb denounces laziness. The other condemns excessive toil. Folding his hands in verse 5, it says, the fool folds his hands. That is a picture of idleness and consumes his own flesh. It says that is a graphic picture of self-destruction. And so Solomon here is condemning when we are lazy an idol. And then on the flip side, he also says that greed promotes riches over relationship. Look at verse 8. There is one alone without companion. He has neither son nor brother, yet there is no end to all his labors, nor is his eye satisfied with riches. So it's this idea that the real tragedy is people who amass wealth and then have no one to share it with. As we see, Solomon is just wrestling with all of these different things in life that seem to be meaningless. And as we know, the true message of Solomon's wisdom comes at the end of the book, where it says to enjoy the small things in life and to fear the Lord. And so as we close today, I want us to pray that we would enjoy the gifts that the Lord gives today. I want us to pray for those in our fellowship who are in need. And then we'll just end with some words of praise from Psalm 48. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity that we have to gather around your word, to listen to it, to glean from it promises, to learn from it what you would have for us today. Help us to be a people, Lord, who are not lazy, and on the flip side, are not working so hard for amassing wealth that will just go to another when we die. Lord, help us to be a people who are in relationship with others, who are disciples, who are making disciples, and help us to spend relational time with you daily, Lord. We pray for those in our fellowship and those whom we know who are suffering, who are sick, who are in need of healing and the hope that only you can provide. We pray to you, Lord God, as our great healer, as our comforter, as our shepherd, as our king. We know that you created all of earth and you know the inner workings of all of our bodies. And so we pray that you would heal those who are in need. And from Psalm 48, Lord, we end with these words. Great are you, Lord, and most worthy of praise. You are beautiful, Father. We thank you, Lord. We have seen you at work in our lives, and you make us secure. We meditate on your unfailing love. Oh God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. You are righteous. You are good. Your judgments are fair. God, our God, forever and ever, you will be our guide. Help us to be a people who follow after you to the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.